In this hyper-partisan political climate, the Republican governor of Massachusetts is highlighting endorsements from Democrats as he campaigns for re-election to a second term. In a television campaign ad, several Democratic elected office holders appear one by one on camera to announce their endorsement of Republican Governor Charlie Baker.
Democratic Mayor Lawrence.
I am a very proud Democrat, and I am supporting Charlie Baker and Karen Polito.
I'm Dominic Sarno, Mayor of Springfield, proud Democrat, voting for Charlie Baker.
I'm a proud Democrat.
The campaign of Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito has publicized endorsements from two Democratic state legislators and nine Democratic mayors, as well as seven mayors who identify politically as independent. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno announced his endorsement of Baker back in August. He explained in an interview then that Baker was supportive of Springfield's efforts to improve the public schools and the local economy. Sarno added he has a close working relationship with Baker.
We talk all the time, calls me all the time, and vice versa.
The Democratic mayor, who has already said publicly he plans to run for re-election in 2019, said his endorsement is not about politics, but about what he believes is best for Springfield.
People want us to work together and get it done. They are sick of this partisanship that is occurring, whether on the federal level, state level, or even on the local level here. So we're both action-oriented guys, and let's get the job done.
Springfield City Councilor Jesse Letterman, who is chairman of the Springfield Democratic City Committee, downplayed the significance of Sarno's endorsement of Baker.
We are closing ranks as Democrats. We are working together, and we're ready to campaign for Jay Gonzalez, for Quentin Palfrey at the top of the ticket.
Underscoring the difficulty Democrats have had in presenting a united partisan front in this year's gubernatorial election were the recent remarks by Democratic State Representative Bud Williams of Springfield. Speaking at an event in Springfield where the governor had come to announce state funding to refurbish the Paramount Theater, Williams heaped praise on Baker, calling him, quote, our statewide quarterback.
We talk a lot about what we're going to do for the urban community. We say a lot. This man does a lot. From Boston to Springfield to Worcester to Lawrence to Lowell, he cares about the urban community. You know what the urban community needs? It's black and brown.
Campaigning in Springfield Tuesday, Democratic gubernatorial nominee Jay Gonzalez said he was not discouraged about losing a handful of endorsements to Baker.
And we've seen this in elections all across the country and right here in Massachusetts. And Ayanna Pressley's race and other insurgent candidates here in Massachusetts just a few weeks ago proved that money and special interests and endorsements and polls aren't what's deciding elections. People are.
A WBUR Mass Inc. poll released in late September found 52% of Democrats in Massachusetts said they would vote for Baker. Gonzalez said he's detected a momentum shift in the race since last week's debate when Baker fumbled his response when asked if he would vote for Jeff Deal, the Republican challenging Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren.
We see it when I'm out and about. People are coming up to me. They recognize me. They tell me they're voting for me. I think a lot of people have been distracted by the circus in Washington and are just starting to tune into this race.
But with early voting underway now in Massachusetts and the Red Sox playing in the World Series, Gonzalez's underfunded campaign may struggle to build on the boost he believes the debate gave him. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.